Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Dave Wilson.
All right, well, Sprint wants you to talk to them. Sprint is offering up to $175 to get business customers to switch to Sprint, $125 off for individual customers who buy a smartphone, and $75 for individuals who buy a low-end feature phone. Here to tell us more about this effort is Kristen Wallace, Communications Manager, Sprint Nextel. Kristen Wallace, welcome to Bloomberg.
Hi, thank you.
So why is Sprint doing this? Is it because you're really having trouble getting new customers?
No, not at all. And first, before we get into everything, I do want to let you know one correction, that it's actually a $50 credit for customers who switch and purchase a feature phone, one of the low-end phones.
A $50 for the feature phone,
yes.
Not $75.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, but the other remains accurate. $125 for individual customers who buy a smartphone?
Yes, that's correct, and $175 for business customers.
Okay, so why are you doing this?
You know, Sprint offers so many great plans, so many great devices. We have, you know, a great network, so we just really wanted to put out there an aggressive offer that will entice consumers to come on over and give Sprint a try.
But isn't that going to cost you a lot of money?
We think, you know, we have such a great offer out there. We think, you know, it's worth it. We really believe in our products. We believe in our network. And we really think once these customers give Sprint a try, they won't want to leave us.
Well, how unusual is it for you to offer these kinds of rebates? Is this something you do every few months? Is this a one-time kind of deal? How do you go about it?
Well, these particular offers for the consumers will run through June 23rd, and the business offer is through July 23rd. And, you know, we periodically run different promotions and offers throughout the year. It's, you know, not unusual for us to do different port-in offers, and this is just a very aggressive offer from us.
What about churn at Sprint? How have you been managing that?
On our last earnings, churn was really great. I can't remember the exact number on the top of my head, but it's definitely come down.
And what about the rollout of 4G? There have been reports that the Clearwire connection, the joint venture with Sprint, this is still up in the air because it's going to require a lot more money for Clearwire to build out its network.
You know, we've launched in 70 markets across the country, a lot of the major markets, including New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and we're working closely with Clearwire to continue to launch markets moving forward.
What about introducing the iPhone? Any plans there?
Can't comment on that. I don't know of anything about that.
And when you looked at this promotion, what was the target in terms of how many subscribers would you like to get?
We don't disclose that either.
I beg your pardon?
We can't disclose that.
All right. Now, you added over 1 million total wireless net subscribers. Prepaid net subscribers were 846,000. Are you finding better response to prepaid?
Well, I think in this economy, we do see a lot of customers looking at that prepaid option, and we do have, you know, great offers
right
out there on our prepaid band with Boost Mobile and also with our Virgin Mobile plan.
Yes, call me. Sprint wants you to call them. They are offering up to $175 for business customers who switch and buy any Sprint phone, $125 for individual customers who buy a smartphone, and $50 for those who buy a low-end feature phone. Our guest is Kristen Wallace, Communications Manager at Sprint Nextel. Kristen, can you tell us, are you going to ever go to a data plan where people have to pay for all of the data that they receive on their phone, and rather than just buying it as a bundle?
You know, we have not talked, made any public announcements about doing that. Right now, we offer a lot of great data plans where, you know, you can get unlimited 4G on your mobile broadband device, so like a connection card or a MiFi hotspot unit or an overdrive unit. And then do have different price points regarding the 3G data offer.
Now, privacy has been a big story this week, geolocation being able to determine where people are when they have their mobile phones on. What is Sprint doing to assure people that their privacy is not being corrupted?
You're right. That is a big concern. And Sprint definitely protects and does everything possible to protect a customer's privacy. Before a customer downloads an app that may be using LBS location-based services, they receive a notice on their device to make sure they realize that they could their location could be found. And they have to opt in to do that. And then with the geotagging, for instance, with some of the camera features and sending images, that's all opted to off. So a customer would have to go and turn that feature on their device.
Since you mentioned the churn earlier, we found the numbers, 1.8% on what they call postpaid, the people with contracts, 4.4% on prepaid, the ones that pay in advance. What do you have to do going forward to keep those numbers down?
We just got to keep offering great service, great value, great devices, and a great network. And I really, you know, think you've seen over the years, Sprint has been doing that and it has improved on that. Customer service has gotten so much better, and customers are wanting to stay with Sprint because they're finding our network is strong across the country. And now with 4G launching in 70 markets right now, we just have a lot of great things to offer to customers.
All right. I want to thank you very much. Kristen Wallace, Communications Manager at Sprint Nextel, speaking about the company's plan to bring customers over from AT&T and Verizon with their credit rebate offers.
You can subscribe to Bloomberg's premium podcast service at Bloomberg.com/Tom Keene and listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.